And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen.
What?
Anthony.
Rose.
Dope.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people.
Yes. Special weekend edition of the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Podcast exclusive Saturday edition. When you're driving, when you're doing your chores around the house.
Saturday is a Saturday.
Hanging with the kids. Hanging with the boys. This is your weekend edition. Jalen Rose, rapid fire NFL picks against the spread.
Okay.
I'm going to go to New Jersey. So one thing I don't like about my New Jersey experience is when I call you, you like to be on the phone with me and work through your bets.
I like to think about it.
I don't have 40 minutes for that.
Think about it.
Why don't you get your bets together and then text them to me and I'll just put them in and we don't have to talk.
Well, sometimes I need therapy before I place the bet. It's not really just about talking to you.
I always feel like whenever we discuss it, I tell you what I did, and then if you make that bet and then lose, then I feel like I lost your money for you.
Well, I don't give you any more advice.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
Got it.
I've been trying not to do that.
Got it.
Against the spread, Bills minus 14 in Buffalo hosting the Dolphins. -14 though.
That's too many points. I'm taking the Dolphins.
Panthers going to Atlanta to play the Falcons. I have no idea if either of these teams are any good. The Falcons looked bad last week in the Dolphins.
The Bills will win the first game. The Dolphins and the Falcons.
No. Panthers-Falcons.
Panthers-Falcons. What's the spread?
3. Falcons -3. Favorite at home. I'm taking the Panthers.
I'm taking the Panthers. They might win.
Sam
Darnold
looked bad.
Yeah, he can't get no worse.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Panthers on
Detroit
that.
Lions +3.5 points at home. +3.5 at home.
Let me tell y'all something.
Okay, tell us something. Oh, God. Podcast exclusive. Weekend edition. Jalen Rose is getting, he just readjusted his chair.
Let me tell you something.
His microphone. His whole body language just changed. He's going to tell us something.
Like when you're talking about legends, it's like Tom Brady,
yep,
Joe Montana, and Jared Goff.
Yeah. It's usually like the 1, 2, 3. You can put them in any order that you want.
That's my quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, see the one thing about the Lions being winless, like, nobody has faith in us. Nobody believes anything special is going to happen this weekend. You're not believing in us. What's the spread on that game?
The Lions get 3.5 points.
Take it.
Okay, Dan Campbell.
Take it.
2 weeks ago, Dan Campbell said that Jared Goff needs to play better. He didn't play better against the Rams.
Not many people know how dope Ill and Al Scratch was, but I'll look that up and down and say, I'll take her.
3.5 points.
Yes. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Do they win outright?
But you know,
+162 on the money line.
You know the funniest
thing? +162 on the money line. I know you like to get some odds.
Money line. We're going to win the game.
And win the game outright.
Yeah,
and bet the money line.
Money line. You know the funniest thing about
would you actually bet the Lions after we did that? Remember, we did that already.
Yes. That's what I was about to remind you. The funniest thing, we in Conway the Machine, shout out to our Buffalo family suite, and Jacoby and I looked up at this TV, and the Bears is beating the Lions. 14-0.
It was like the first quarter.
And like the first 5 minutes of the game.
Why'd I go to work, earn money, and then gamble on the Lions to win a football game?
And then I looked at Jacoby, and we was like, man, here we go. And then everybody else was like, wait a minute. Y'all bet on the Lions?
To win? Oh. This game has actual significance, unlike the Lions and Eagles game.
Oh, man.
The Titans travel to Indy to play the Colts.
Titans to Indy. Colts.
It's Colts are favored by 2.5.
I'm taking the Titans all day on that one.
Texans.
Jonathan Taylor be balling, though.
Texans host the Rams and get 14.5 points. So they just have to lose by 2 touchdowns. The Texans and the Rams.
Texans and Rams.
14.5.
14.
Rams. I'm taking Rams in that one. I think Rams are going to blow them out.
You know one thing that I'm really cautious about?
What's that?
2 touchdown, 2 extra point bets. I'm taking the Texans.
Not me. Bengals go to New Jersey to take on the New York Jets. Bengals, everyone's favorite team now.
I'm going to give y'all a bet that y'all need to ride out all season. Me and Jacoby been talking about this off wax. You know I talk about my rushing TDs. You bet on Josh Allen to get a rush TD every week.
Every week.
I like to bet on Jalen Hurts to get a rush TD every week. But the sneaky bet is Ja'Marr Chase to get two touchdowns.
It's got to be two because the odds on one, it's like you don't even win any money. But two touchdowns, you get some good odds. Do I have to look that up?
I saw your wheel spinning. You're like, you know what? That's a good bet. That's a good bet right there. Chase, two touchdowns.
Let's see here. Man, I'm too lazy to do this.
Bengals.
Browns, Steelers. Browns minus 3.5. Hosting Steelers.
Minus 3.5.
In Cleveland. I'm taking the Browns in that one.
Browns minus.
Steelers aren't a good football team.
Well, no, hold on.
Steelers are not a good football team.
Hold on.
They're not a good football team.
Kareem Hunt is hurt. I don't think. When the last time Odell caught a touchdown?
Is he playing this year? Is he still hurt? Yeah. Odell still hurt?
Chubb is questionable. Baker's been dealing with an injury. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking the Steelers on that. Mike Tomlin was not happy this week.
49ers travel to Chicago to play the Bears.
49ers, Bears.
Bears get 3.5 points.
You know, like, I'm just going off eye test. Like, there are certain units that I expect to be really good, and I felt like the Washington football team and the 49ers defenses aren't, like, as dominant as I felt like they were.
Not as last year. Not close.
So what's that line on that one?
3.5 points. Bears get 3.5 points against the 49ers at home.
Bears get 3.5.
I'm starting Justin Fields in fantasy. I'm concerned. I am concerned.
You know what? I'm taking Washington on that one.
That's not – Washington's not in this one, but that's fine.
You said Bears playing who?
49ers.
Garoppolo, is he returning? I'm taking 49ers on that one.
We have Seahawks, likely without Russell Wilson, hosting the Jaguars. Seahawks minus 3.5. They're going to beat the Jaguars.
No Carson also. He on my fantasy team, man. All I got is, here's what I want to say to my IG Live, and here's what I want to say to our team. I got two initials I just want to say for this weekend. Who's playing against the Seahawks again?
The Jaguars.
DK. He's not saying he the best. No, sorry, I lied. He's number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, now that you mentioned DK Metcalf, we have to go with the don't get fired topic of the day. I don't know if you saw this video on the internet. There's a young lady that said she was driving to DK, and DK said, "You're too late, turn around." This is allegedly, I have no idea if this happened. And then she was turning around, and then DK said, wait, I do want you to come. I am with two women, and I want to have a foursome.
Well, that math doesn't add up.
Yeah, it does.
You said I'm with two women, and I want to have a foursome.
He's talking to a third woman. The third woman is driving to him, and she's like, you're too late.
You know what throws me off? Let me tell you what throws me off. I heard something different.
Oh, well, I did the research on the topic just for the show. So, this is research I have to do.
No, my allegation was a little different from yours.
Yeah.
What I heard is that four were already present and she was going to be the fifth.
No, she's going to be the third woman in the foursome that includes him. That's how the math works.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We don't know if this has happened or not, but,
right.
You know what? He's going to score 3 touchdowns.
Right.
It's a tribute to this triumphant. Trying.
You know what? Like,
Good for him. I hope everyone's enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
I just want good things to happen to them.
I'm
done with going through the games, but I do want to ask you this question.
What up, though? What the twins' birthday next? When we going
next
to the
Saturday?
So we going to the restaurant on Thursday.
Thursday.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. That's what we're gonna do. Jalen, thank you so much.
We gotta get him a dope birthday gift.
Well, they're gonna kick us out of the studio, but one thing I will not do is I'm not gonna go through the podcast exclusive without giving the voice to the people. We always say we give the people what they want. So we need you to leave us voicemails. 985-80-JALEN. The best stuff that ever happened in the last 10 years on this program are because of you, our listeners, calling in and offering us topics to discuss. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G.
Can I tell you something that'll make you happy? As somebody that loves rap music and hip hop and you embody the culture, I've seen you throw elbows to get inside of a versus with the Lox and Dipset. Dougie Fresh is a huge fan of the show. He said he watches every day.
Really? 6 minutes you're on?
Talk to Dougie Fresh. He's like, I watch y'all's show. He know everything about the show.
Really?
He's mad that he hasn't been on this show.
Why hasn't he been on the show?
I said the same thing.
Let's have Dougie Fresh on.
He's a legend.
A legend?
He's a legend.
Wow.
Hey, yo! Teach you how to Dougie.
Okay, let's listen to the voicemails. Voicemails fueled everybody by Gatorade.
Everybody love me.
What's happening, everybody? I got a soft move. It's not even a question, but I need to know what to do in the future. Pull up to the red light. Something kind of creeps up to my right. I'm like, someone's looking at me for sure. You know, you get that feeling somebody's looking at you. So I get a little nervous. I sit there. I'm kind of like minding my business. They pull up a little more, the window rolls down, I look over, the window rolls down all the way, and my window's already down. And it's a cute girl that's looking at me, and I don't know what to do. So I wave and smile, which seemed like a good start. She waved and smiled, kind of blushed a little, I was like, alright, and then she turned right and I left because I didn't know what to do after that. What do I do? What's the appropriate thing to say? Be like, hey shorty, what's your name? You know, like I can't ask her where she's going, that's weird. You know, like what? I don't know, y'all. I need some general advice for any situation. Not so much red light. But, okay, take care. Shout out, Rez.
All right. He came to the right place. He came to the right place.
See, that's the kind of person, when we go to his hometown, he going to come see our live show.
Yeah.
That's why we do this.
I want to help this young man.
Do people realize the first 5 years of this show, this was not in our contract? We literally was just doing the show because of people like this. Please give
him
advice.
Here's what I want to say.
He said he was at a light, the window rolled down, he looked to his right.
Cute girl waved and smiled.
Looked at him and smiled and he froze up.
Here's the thing that you will regret for the rest of your life.
He said, what should he do?
You'll regret the rest of your life not shooting your shot. Do you know what you will never regret? Shooting and missing. You'll never regret that. Do you know how many, like I'm 43 years old. There's stuff that happened 25 years ago. It still goes through my mind.
I like where you're going, sir.
That girl was interested in me and I wasn't aggressive. I didn't take the control of the situation and shoot my shot. I can't believe that happened. I'm not going to say any names, but there's like a handful of girls in my past where I'm just like, how did I not take control of that situation? And my man, my anonymous caller didn't want to put his name on this question. Don't be like me. Thinking about stuff that didn't happen 27 years ago. Shoot your shot. Here's what you do. You pull her over like you're a state trooper.
Pull over.
Like you're a state trooper and she pull was going 80 over. Miles an hour in a 35 zone. You could even bumper car her to the side of the road. Whatever you got to do to get her information to continue the relationship. A wave and a smile is an invitation.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. I practiced this in my life as a public figure. I try to keep everything short. If you ever follow me on social media, I try not to post paragraphs. I try not to post things and argue with people about the post. Here's what you do. He said, what should he have done? I'm gonna tell you, she's in her vehicle, you're in your vehicle, y'all at a light. Here's the thing you can do that's the most effective and the most efficient. What's your Insta?
There you go. What's your IG handle? I'll follow you. I'll find you.
That's all you got to
do. Another piece of advice for this young man. This is the trick that I learned. You ready? Trick that I learned. Ask for someone's number and then memorize it. They'll never think that you're going to remember it. And then when they get the test, they get excited.
Jacoby,
mm-hmm.
I love you very, very much. Dog. You sound like a happily married
I've been
man.
with the same woman for 20
years.
I've
been with the same woman for 20 years. Years with three kids. Like,
hey, memorize the number.
Dog, that was the first time you sounded like a dad.
Memorize the number. It was a good move.
Dog, I got nobody's doing. Nobody cares about that anymore. Dog.
Nobody gets numbers anymore.
Nobody, hey, what's your number?
Nobody writes down numbers anymore.
I remember those days you'd get the number.
A napkin?
Hey,
you get handed a napkin with a piece of like with a marker on it?
I get the number.
Like a note in class?
Hey, I get the number be just like this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't losing it.
No one does that anymore?
No, dog.
I'm so old.
Such a dad.
I'm a dad. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony
We're
Gross?
Not done. We're not done. We are not done.